This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And we begin with the dust still settling from several critical primaries held on Tuesday. We begin in Pennsylvania, where Democratic Congressman Joe Sestak won a convincing victory over five-term Senator Arlen Specter in the Democratic primary. Specter, of course, won five terms as a Republican, then last year switched to the Democratic Party because he thought that was his better shot at re-election. It probably was, but it still wasn't good enough. Sestak winning by several percentage points, and in his victory speech saying that this was a victory against the status quo.
This is what democracy looks like. A win for the people, over the establishment, over the status quo, even over Washington, D.C.
A clearly dejected Specter told his supporters that it has been a privilege to serve in the Senate, and that he will keep working until his term is up.
It's been a great privilege to serve the people of Pennsylvania. And it's been a great privilege to be in the United States Senate. And I'll be working very, very hard for the people of the Commonwealth in the coming months.
Another Democratic incumbent could still end up losing, but for one night she came out on top, just not by enough. Blanche Lincoln, the two-term Democrat in the state of Arkansas, needed to win a majority of the Democratic vote in a multiple candidate race in order to avoid a June 8th runoff. She didn't do it, barely being the top vote-getter with 45% of the vote against Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, who is challenging her from the left. He comes in at 43%, meaning a majority of Democratic voters in the natural state came out to vote against the incumbent Blanche Lincoln. However, in an eight-candidate race on the Republican side, Congressman John Bozeman did in fact win a majority of the vote. He avoids the runoff and advances to the November ballot. Up in Kentucky, no incumbent on the ballot because Jim Bunning, the Republican, is retiring, but the establishment was still dealt a severe blow because the handpicked choice of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell went down to a crushing defeat by nearly 25 percentage points. State Secretary of State Trey Grayson getting trounced by Tea Party darling Rand Paul.
I have a message from the Tea Party, a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
But while the Tea Party may be glowing about the results in the Republican Senate primary in Kentucky, they are not at all happy about what happened in the special House election in Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district. In the only Republican versus Democrat matchup on a national level on Tuesday night, that's the seat that John Murtha held for well over 30 years before dying in February. It was expected to be a likely Republican pickup. In the end, Democrat Mark Kritz, a former employee of Congressman Murtha, ended up beating Tea Party favorite and Republican nominee Tim Burns by a healthy 7-8 percentage point margin. We will likely see a rematch between the two on the November ballot. For full analysis of the major races on Tuesday night, head to worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org to catch my interview with University of Virginia professor and political expert Larry Sabato. While you're there, you can also listen to my interview with another Tea Party favorite, a California State Assemblyman Chuck DeVore, who is also a candidate for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination out in California. He's got two tough rivals just to get to the nomination. And if he can do that, he'll face off against three-term Democratic incumbent Barbara Boxer. Also today, President Obama welcoming the leader of our neighbor to the south, Mexican President Felipe Calderon, heading to the White House today for a state visit and a state dinner this evening. But while many different items were on the agenda, it was clearly the recently passed immigration enforcement laws in Arizona that both leaders wanted to talk about. President Obama saying that he cannot support the new Arizona laws because there's too much of a chance for discrimination.
In the United States of America, no law-abiding person, be they an American citizen, a legal immigrant, or a visitor or tourist from Mexico, should ever be subject to suspicion simply because of what they look like.
Mexican President Calderon was even more blunt, saying that we need to embrace our borders rather than making people feel like they have to live in the shadows.
A border that will unite us instead of dividing us, uniting our people. We can do so with a community that will promote a dignifying life in an orderly way for both our countries, who are some of them still living here in the shadows. with such laws as the Arizona law that is placing our people to face discrimination.
But is that really a threat based on how the law is being implemented and what the law has actually said on the federal level for years? Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio telling MSNBC that the idea of people just being randomly stopped and having their papers searched is simply not realistic.
Well, you know, I do have faith in our law enforcement officers. They're well trained. We've been doing this for 3 years, arresting those that are here illegally, pursuant to another crime. Everybody forgets that. We don't go on a street corner and grab people and ask them for their papers. But when they're in the process of committing a crime, a state crime, we take it from there. That's good law enforcement.
President Obama today making another pitch for what he calls comprehensive immigration reform, which he says would combine secure borders along with a smooth pathway to citizenship for those here in the country illegally if they're not involved in any other sort of criminal activity. The president says that actually the borders are more secure since he's taken over.
We have actually put more resources, more personnel on the borders, and illegal immigration is actually down on the borders, not up. I know that's not the perception out there, but that's the fact.
But in speaking with MSNBC, Sheriff Arpaio says that he sees problems involving illegals every day where he is in Arizona. And he says the administration may be getting tougher on the border, but they're certainly not getting tougher on the interior of the country.
Every day they're coming in. So there's maybe something wrong with the border. I understand that. But they want to avoid the fact that we will not enforce the laws in the interior of the United States because they want amnesty. They don't want us arresting illegals in a workplace or on the streets. That's the crux of the whole problem here.
I spoke with Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King about this issue today. He wants to know if President Obama, President Calderon, or any other critic of the Arizona law has actually read it. He also says that President Obama, among other critics of this bill, are intentionally being deceptive in how they smear this new law in terms of how they present it to the American people. A very interesting interview with Congressman King. Please listen to that again, worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.